The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Your presence makes the difference. We humble ourselves and submit ourselves to your presence, O Lord. Let your presence make the difference. We submit your presence. We thank you for another time before you. Have your way in our lives. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to our third and final week of our foundational fasting and prayer. This week and from now to the end of the month, we are going to deal with some very serious topic. By so, I don't mean that the topics that we have been dealing with are not serious. Every prayer we are praying here is being led or being inspired by the Holy Spirit. But there are some prayer points that sometimes when the Holy Spirit inspires, it brings a lot of surprises. And so, this week, we are dealing with, we are going to enforce debt cancellation. Debt cancellation.
Say,
so, number one, this week we are doing cancellation of debt.
Debt.
Commanding our harvest. Possessing what belongs to us in Christ. Unlocking all locked up funds. And commanding millionaires in the house. In Genesis chapter
8,
we want to begin with our harvest. Commanding harvest. So tonight, just brief exhortation on the theme, Operation Commanding Our Harvest. Operation Commanding Our Harvest. Operation Commanding Our Harvest. In Genesis chapter 8. Verse number 20. Genesis 8:20-22. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. And the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil. I'm reading from the New King James. from his youth. And I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
I read verse 22 again. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, verse
6.
The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. Let's look at Psalm 85, verse 12. Psalm 85, verse 12. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its crops, its harvest. And our land will yield its harvest. You see, when you are a child of God, and you are given, you are a farmer, and these things are not happening,
now we see,
you have every right to question God. Number one, because the word of God is given for us to act upon, to apply. Yesterday, the Lord, through the message, made us to understand that, look, the whole world, the occupants of this earth, there are only two people that are most important. The nation
Israel
and the church, believers. Look, Ashantis are not important. Fantis are not important.
We are fantasy.
They are not important. Guns, they are not important.
Yes, I can say be okay.
Numbness are not important. The only people who are important are believers among these tribes. I am telling you, before God, those who have accepted Christ among this tribe. Let me tell you. You see, sometimes God opened my eyes to see that when you are walking, I don't know how I can tell the media people to dramatize that. I don't know how.
Because
I pray that one day I will see it on Facebook. When you are walking, there are some light around you. It's making like this. Every believer,
Some
it is dim. It can be very dim, but you can see it.
I say a dim kakra na
Some it is very bright. Some the brightness is medium. That is the identification mark on you as a believer.
When I say
that is how other powers recognize you. When you are walking, it's around. You don't see, but they see. So you see, the only way that they can break into you is to study your weakness. If your problem is anger, they annoy you. The moment you get angry and begin to react, the light is going down.
It's
almost off. Then they hit you. That is how the devil is attacking us. They will study your weakness. Then they will hit them.
Bam.
The serpent went to Eve.
Now, I want to call Eve in Jane.
Number one, women are soulish people.
In
fact, the woman is the soul of the man. That's why any man who is not married, you are not complete.
When you are
a man, you are not married, you are not complete. And when you marry, your soul is your wife. She's the one who gives you joy. That's why you must make sure that you are handling her well. And the serpent knew that women like to see good things. Women like sweet words. Let a foolish man begin to say some very sweet words to a woman right now. Woman, look at you. You are so beautiful. You are so this. A woman with PAD will fall right now. I have seen some women, the men they are married to.
I see when who maybe a member of Moari or Mono.
I say, this man charmed you.
There's a memory or the Ufa Gwemiso.
This man charmed you.
Are you with Ruby?
Yes, the man used words.
A member or the symbol and or the catch it out.
Women, if you have words,
a man, someone, summer.
You can finish them.
Oh, maybe you're Mokra.
Oh, women in the house, is it true or false? Fine.
Say no crap.
What is the lady pastor? She's not here like.
Hey, no crap.
She's the one I would have. You know, when I was proposing to her, I wrote 4 pages, full scar, front and back. So 8. I wrote plenty. But when she was replying me, only 4 lines. I use words.
You
see, those days when we were in school, when I see you, when I was praying, at a certain point, and I believe as she was reading, when she was writing, she only wrote 4 lines. Because the serpent knew the weakness of a woman. That was why she went to the woman. If you know this, you always walk in victory. That's why we should know our weaknesses. So that any time anything is coming from that area, we are alert.
Na abibia bibi efi sabia ho no wani ada ho.
So you see,
in this area,
as we command our harvest,
ye she ye otwa yi,
we should know that we are very important. Scriptures were written for us to apply. Say apply.
Say apply. Say,
the land will produce. Now the land represents your business. It represents your career. So if your career is not producing, your business is not producing, question God. First of all, question yourself. When you know that you are doing what you are supposed to do,
now when him say, oh yeah, necessary we are
to the best of your ability.
Ah, why am I demo power one in more?
And yet,
ah, now so
the land is not producing.
As I said, if I remember,
then you do what we are coming to do this week.
Now, why any ever been our thing?
We are coming to do this thing this week because
if I do in a general say
on Thursday we were traveling somewhere.
Yeah, Daniel took a cup, baby.
This brother was driving us.
We never make us say.
By 5 a.m., we were on our way. And then we were talking. In fact, we have myself and the lady, we pray and then we talk about, because we know the things that people are doing in this house. And we want to see quantum breakthroughs. Look, we know that there are processes. So look, God, there is nothing you do that you never harvest. There are processes. Wednesday, brother was coming to pay first fruit. And when this brother said that he is coming to pay first fruit, there is always an earthquake.
Yes, as I say, you know, so a more drew.
I'm telling you.
Okay, chalupa.
And when I look at the brother's life,
let me hear only a baby so bravo.
The brother has been very consistent.
Wato akwasupa.
Sometimes I tell the lady pastor,
I told him, I know my catch yourself, but
I want to stop first fruit.
They say, me die a baby kind.
If possible, tight, I want to stop it. But I cannot stop it because it is biblical. Because I want to see something in people's lives. You think it is just sweet to be collecting money?
You think?
And you are not seeing anything in the people's lives. And
they are
always bringing it. It's not sweet at all. So we have been talking. When we're on our way going, then the Spirit just spoke. It is time to command the harvest. And I started writing. The three of us were discussing. The brother was driving, I was by him. We put something together. On Wednesday, when this brother was coming to pay first fruit, I told God, you are embarrassing me. This brother has been doing this. I want to see something. God, what should I tell him? She was with the secretary. The second said, oh, this brother is Sarah, so he should give me 5 minutes. Or 10 minutes. And I was talking with God. What should I tell him? Every year I read the same scriptures. What should I tell him? Then the Lord asked
me,
how many years did I test Abraham? Then I started writing it. How many years? Then I stopped. Then he said, 50 years. Then I said in my mind, how? Then he answered me, 25 years before the promise was fulfilled. The promise of the birth of Isaac. When Isaac was 25 years, God said, go and give him to me as first fruit. So only go and give him to me. So for 50 years, Abraham's heart was on edge. So I wrote it down. You see, to when you are train yourself to walk in the spirit. I'm telling you, it's sweet, eh? Then I use the intercom. I call the secretary. Let the brother come. When the brother entered the office and sat down,
he
said, "Daddy,
I say, Papa,
this is my 17th year.
When if he said do some yes, I did. We are to us.
I am paying first fruit. That was all he said.
When he
then I said, let me conclude it.
I say, Mami, we are.
And yet you are not seeing what you are supposed to see.
So, oh,
then he bowed down the head like that.
And obun, oh, sin it, yes,
then what I have just written, I took the notebook. I said, read from here.
Can be,
see. How many years did God test Abraham? 50 years. 25 years before Isaac was born, the promise was fulfilled.
Yeah,
and after Isaac was 25 years,
I said,
that's your answer.
So
you are not seeing anything because you are still in the season of your testing. There is still a process. Are you getting me?
What am I saying?
But in the New Testament, we can't tell how long. Because God is the one who determines. That is why this week
and
to the end of the month, we are here to command. So we are here to enforce these scriptures. Have we read Psalm 85 verse 12? Have we read it?
Yes,
okay. Give me Exodus 23:16-19. So, child of God, say, I have the right to command my harvest. Exodus 20:20. Celebrate the festival of harvest. So, in the Old Testament, there was a festival called the Festival of Harvest. Celebrate the festival of harvest. With the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the festival of ingathering at the end of the year. When you gather in your crops from the field.
17.
3 times a year, all the men are to appear before the sovereign Lord.
18.
Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast. The fat of my festival offerings must not be kept until morning. Bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in his mother's milk. I wanted the part of celebrate the feast of the harvest. Let's look at Zechariah chapter 10 from verse 1.
Zechariah
10:1. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. In fact, when you continue reading to verse 10, you will get it there. Say, ask the Lord for rain in the
spring.
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:6. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow. God has been making it grow. God has been making it grow. John 4:37. That's the saying. One sows and another reaps is true. So you see, I've read all these scriptures for us to see the law of sowing and reaping.
It's a law.
Today we went to give a orientation for pastors who are going to be ordained, licentiate, exhorters, and then ordained. And I was telling them that I did spiritual law. In my PhD, I did spiritual law. Developmental theology. I did spiritual law. I studied Islamic law, Hindu law, Buddhist law, British law, and the law of the Bible. These were the laws you studied. And that it's a very big thing. It's not easy. It's not easy. You use the Bible. You see why the Bible is better than all this law.
Now, one of them, trust him, so we say, trust him, yes, it's Amrani.
Let me tell you, your life today was your life yesterday. Everything that is happening in your life today was what happened to you from the day you were born. The words your mother or your father spoke to you, the way you interacted with friends, the things you have done with your body, this world is a field. Every activity you perform are the seeds that you sow.
You may deal with the abba would be,
and they germinate in your life.
Now, if you feed our brabonimo,
do you know?
Now, when him,
unfortunately, the harvest is always pushed in front. So you always rise up inside your harvest. Is somebody getting me?
Yes.
Your harvest, the good you did,
and
the evil you did, is always pushed into tomorrow. It is not past. No. It is pushed. It is credited into your account. Credited. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. And Abraham believed, and it was credited.
Abraham GD and added to home and said, oh, yeah, GD.
Studies is good.
When
I did these studies,
yes, I do say.
It changed my Christian. I became more careful about my Christian, my life.
They say, "Oba ya hwe ye bebre wona bra bo mu e woni Christo so mo."
Sometimes you see somebody say, "Why is this person? Why is it?" It is your yesterday life that has been credited.
And you wonder bra bo wo boy no, and I dey abetu mama on dey o. And who person na otwa?
We are fasting and praying now. Some people don't care. It is being credited.
The day
there will be some trouble,
and if you have a tone,
you will pray alone.
Wow, we want some pain. I want money
now. Say, my yesterday's seed,
I said, Minra Abba.
Is my today's harvest.
Say,
my yesterday's seeds is my today's harvest. My yesterday's seeds is my today's harvest. Say, my father, tonight, let your presence make a difference. Let your presence make a difference. Let your presence lead me. Let your presence make a difference. Let your presence make a difference. Karamakata. Iprekekeba andayaba. Abali kare shekete. Abakali baranda kaba.
Let your presence make the difference. Yes, so call. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. Yes, so Lord. Let your presence. Let your presence make the difference. Let your presence make the difference. Let your presence make the difference. Yes, so call. Yes, so Lord. In the name of Jesus,
your presence, Lord, Shabakata Yaba, your presence, Lord,
your presence, Lord,
your presence, Lord,
your presence, Lord,
let your presence make the difference, Lord,
let your presence make the difference, Lord,
let your presence make the difference,
Let your presence make the difference, Lord. Let your presence make the difference, Lord. We call forth your presence, Lord. We call forth your presence, Lord. We call forth your presence, Lord. Let your presence make the difference. We call forth your presence. We call forth your presence. We call forth your presence. Let your presence make the difference. Let your presence make the difference. We call forth your presence tonight. We call forth your presence, Lord. We call forth your presence. 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 Let your presence make the difference. 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 Let your presence make the difference.
You see, there is a saying that knowledge is power. You see, some of us who are very serious about life, people give us different names. They say we are difficult.
They say yes, we are dang.
We are antisocial.
We
are too strict.
Yes, we are dang.
After I've studied Bible law to PhD, and I know that my life today was my yesterday. Look, the things you are eating right now, 5 years' time, is going to show inside your body. Everything you are eating today, 5 years' time, is going to show. So always, your harvest is pushed in the front. Every time you sleep and you wake up into your harvest. Your yesterday's harvest. Your yesterday's lifestyle. Your yesterday's language. Your yesterday's mindset. In fact, there is going to be a time we are going to stop mentioning witchcraft in this church.
We are not
disturbing them. Sometimes they are not the ones who. But because they are also stubborn. That is their ministry. So we can't just stop. You see, look. I borrowed money from somebody last year. Yesterday, I came and paid the person.
I said, oh, Bobusia will be ten. I feel to me. No, we turn back.
Every member here, whatever you sell, when I buy, I pay.
My wife,
pay. It's different from what you give to us. I go to shop to dedicate the tithes. Oh, this one, oh, how much? I count the money, I pay. It is business.
Oh, when you were saying,
you don't just take it. You borrow, you don't pay. Because we are brethren.
Oh.
When they ask you, so after all, we go to the same church. After,
you say,
go to hell. You say, go to hell. You will get to America. The person who is coming to pick you is seeing you from the glass. When a security man will hold pass here.
Do bye bye.
Back to Ghana. That is hell for you now. Say any bad seed I have ever sown. In my life, from the day I was born, that
That is germinating.
That
is producing. Any bad harvest in my life, I confess.
I
renounce.
I renounce.
I destroy.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I destroy.
I destroy.
Confess, renounce, and destroy.
I renounce.
I destroy.
I confess. I
renounce. Any bad sin.
I destroy. I confess.
I destroy.
I confess. I renounce. I confess. I renounce. I destroy.
I confess.
I renounce. I destroy.
I destroy.
I destroy. I destroy. I destroy. I destroy. I destroy. I destroy. I renounce, I destroy.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
I declare.
I declare.
Every bad seed.
Every bad seed.
I've ever sowed.
I've ever sowed.
In the form of mindset.
In the form of mindset.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Language.
Language.
Any other form.
Any other form.
I've ever sown.
I've ever sown.
Since my day of birth.
Since my day of birth.
That is producing.
That is producing
negative harvest.
Negative harvest
in my life.
In my life.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
I destroy.
I destroy.
And today, let every negative harvest,
let every negative harvest
in my life,
in my life,
let it die.
Let it die.
Let it cease.
Let it cease.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it cease.
Let it cease.
Negative harvest.
Negative harvest.
You must die. You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die. You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
Let every negative harvest die.
You must die.
Let every negative harvest I have sown die.
Yes, oh God.
Let it die. Let it die.
Yes, oh God.
Let it die. You must die. You must die. I command you to 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 die. You must die. You must die. 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 Die.
You know, before we start commanding the harvest,
And sana yebe fiase ase utano.
See, this is how we pray.
Before
you command the harvest,
and sana we share utano.
You must destroy the negative one.
So we are
going to pick the last prayer point about negative one.
Then
we begin to command the harvest. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every negative seed.
Every negative seed.
My parents.
My parents.
Or my guardians.
Or my guardians.
The people with whom I stayed.
The people with whom I stayed.
Planted in my life.
Planted in my life.
Or sowed into my life.
Or sowed into my life.
That is producing.
That is producing
a negative harvest.
A negative harvest.
Let it die now.
Let it die now.
Let's speak the prayer point again. Some of you are writing you, for the media. Say,
every
negative seed.
Every negative seed.
That my parents. Or my guardians.
Or my guardians.
Or the people with whom I stayed.
Or the people with whom I stayed.
Sowed or planted into my life. That is producing.
That is producing
a negative harvest.
A negative harvest.
Let it die. You see, I don't know why God loves this church like this. I'm telling you, I don't know. You see, pastors come here and they tell me, today we went to
the
orientation. Three people. I've never come to your church before. The way they describe the church. And the glory of God inside.
And the presence of God inside.
One of them even promised to come here this evening. I don't know that. Sometimes they talk and they don't. You know, these prayers, you don't hear them anywhere. Let me tell you. One of the rewards of your faithfulness with God is to teach you what to pray. I'm telling you. Is to teach you what to pray. It's a reward. You know, people are just praying. There's a difference between praying and really praying on the right thing. That is why we are to speak in tongues more. The best is to always pray in tongues. Because the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. And is downloading what the mind of God wants to receive from you. Are you ready for that last negative prayer point?
Yes.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every negative seed. Every negative seed.
Every negative seed.
That my parents.
Or guardians.
Or anyone I ever lived with. Have sown.
Or planted.
Into my life.
That is producing.
A negative harvest. Tonight. As I clap my hands.
Let us see.
Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see. Let us see
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Mami control.
You are here. The whole house here. Those of us who are very conscious and serious about this. After this, there are some negative experiences we are never going to have again in life.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you will never have them again in life.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm saying? The next one we are going to pray. That's why we are going to pray this point. Look, sicknesses are flying out.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, sicknesses are flying out because of that negative seed.
And I'm about born in it.
Say every negative seed,
every negative seed
that has been planted,
that has been planted.
In my mind,
in my mind,
in my soul,
in my soul,
in my spirit,
in my spirit,
in my body,
in my body,
that is producing a negative harvest,
a negative experience,
by Holy Ghost fire,
as I clap my hands,
let it die. The Holy Spirit was just telling me, Do you know that some of these, they are words, curses,
in some
curses.
In no me.
I live with my auntie, one auntie of mine.
As only 90 we try.
If I had not received the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't be a normal person. Because the insults, the words she will, how she would describe you. She will use an animal to describe you. Look, when you are walking, you are not yourself. See, that's a seed.
Where about?
And then you grow with it.
Now the engine is
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch them.
That's why people. That's why we should be patient too.
Internet saying you are no.
That's why we need church.
Internet here, I'm sorry.
That's why we need the word.
Internet here, I serve no.
Some of this is the manifest in marriage.
You
see your wife manifesting something. Your husband, it is a seed.
Hey, baby. The PSA.
That is not him or her.
And you don't send no not, no no.
The person live with somebody.
And you have been a trainer.
Who use some words?
Our name send me so.
Some lifestyle.
I am Rabbi Febi.
That's why we need church every day.
Internet you hear? I'm sorry, Gabriel.
The washing of the word. As I'm speaking like right now,
so can
it
say,
is washing your spirit. It is washing, cleansing you. So that your real person in Christ comes out.
Matthew 15:13.
Any plant that my father has not planted
in
you. Say, my father in heaven.
My father in heaven.
Every negative seed.
Every negative seed.
That has ever been planted in me.
That has ever been planted in me.
That is producing.
That is producing
a negative harvest.
A negative harvest.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
In the house.
In the house.
In my business.
In my business.
In my career.
In my career.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Let that negative seed.
Let that negative seed.
In his harvest.
In his harvest.
Die.
Die.
Let them die. Let them die.
Let them die. Let them die. Let those negative seed and let die. Die in the name of Jesus. Let those negative seed and let harvest. Die in the name of Jesus. Let those negative seed and let harvest. Die in the name of Jesus. Let it 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 die in the name of Jesus. Rabagadoshi kabia doro bosi kabara. Rabagadoshi dele bali andala baba. Rete dele bali andala basandele lebo. Rabagadoshi dele dele bali. Rabagadoshi dele bali andala baba. Let those negative seeds die. Let those negative seeds die. Let those negative seeds die. Let them die in the name of Jesus. Let them die in the name of Jesus. Let those negative seeds die. I command them to. I command them to die. I command those things to die. I command those things to die. I command those things to die. I command them to die. I command them to die. Let those negative things die. Let those negative things die. Let those negative things die. Ma parabo sheke teleba. Ileke teleba yandolo bo sheke teleba. Ragata yandolo bo si kanda la ba. Imaga bo sheke teleba yandolo bo si kaba. Ragata
We want to pray this last prayer for the house here inside in this church. In this church.
Oh, sorry, Mo.
Say every negative seed.
Every negative seed
that has been planted.
That has been planted
in this house.
In this house.
That is producing.
That is producing.
Negative harvest.
Negative harvest.
Yes, Lord. In this house.
In this house.
in the members' lives,
in the members' lives,
in marriages,
in marriages,
in businesses,
in businesses,
in finances,
in finances,
of this house,
of this house,
in the lives of the members,
in the lives of the members,
of this house,
of this house,
in every department,
in every department,
of this house,
of this house.
You don't know why sometimes I get angry when I hear some people talking some way. This church,
sorry,
people talk too much.
And
I've realized that it is the spirit, the Islamic spirit around, they cast a spell. One day, Madam Dorcas went out there and then they were telling, say, look, tell your pastor to talk to your member. They talk too much.
I see that crow. You know about doctors. Of course,
they come out here. They are telling us everything.
I see. Omu
Do you see us coming to talk about our things to you?
What we pay say you make any so much modern.
It's a spirit.
Aye, home.
It's a seed.
Aye, ba.
Look, 2024. We are going to bury and bury. I am saying that we are going to bury and bury.
Merci.
We are going to clear people. Enough is enough. I've been covering you. I don't want to bury. I don't want to bury.
Now,
even God himself is annoyed with me. People with mouths.
I know.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't talk. No, talk. About good things. But no. Say every negative seed.
Every
evil seed.
Every evil
that has been planted in this house.
That
is producing negative harvest in the lives of the members. In marriages.
In
husbands' lives.
In
wives' lives. In children's lives.
In businesses.
In careers. In finances.
In
relationships.
Relationships
by blood
and by fire,
as we clap our hands, let them die,
let
the seed and the harvest die,
let the
seed and the harvest die, let the seed and the harvest die, let the seed and the harvest die,
let the seed and the harvest die,
let the
seed and the harvest die. Let the seed of your 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 harvest die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. My parable can tell about you. 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 My parable can tell about you.
This is why where I am pleading with you, those of you who have the gift of prophecy, you have been receiving words for people. I beg you, be careful. Be careful. And those of you to whom people speak, I saw this, the Lord said this.
Sometimes
I laugh. We have very good prophets, people with that They are in the house. Very good.
Young one, papa.
But even the good one, not every time they are accurate.
Na papa numpo eh abibia na omuka na epepepe.
There is somebody here, a lady, yes, two ladies. They are no more here.
Three.
I always pray for them.
Because
the things they tell people,
in some of my children,
the spirit behind it.
Now,
it's not clean. Be careful what you hear. This year, develop your spirit. The Holy Spirit, so that you can hear for yourself and
you
say,
me,
you can't come and tell me anything like that. I listen. Thank you.
Oh, me say.
Thank you.
Me say.
Thank you.
Me say.
Somebody got angry before, because when the person come and tell me something about the church, I am not taking action. And not, then I call the prayer and say, hey, yours is to come and say.
What did you say?
Leave it with me. Leave it with the person. Yours is to say. Let the person also hear. Confirmation from the Holy Spirit. Before acting. Like this woman in this church in the Volta, glad, what's the name of the church? We are going to deal with her. Eh? Because my sis, what she has taken my sister-in-law to. She dreamt. That you prepared soup, goat. She would describe the container. A bowl. My sister-in-law would run and go and borrow money. Buy whole goat. Cut. Prepare the soup. Now my sister-in-law, she is in debt. Serious debt. I'm telling you. She will just, and when she comes,
now, Bansua,
you must act.
I saw this with you, man.
Say negative seed.
Negative
2024. Every mouth. In my ears. That is producing. Every mouth.
In these ears.
That is planting.
Negative seed. Negative voices.
2024. We want to pick the last prayer point for harvest. Then tomorrow, we shall continue commanding the harvest. Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let every good seed I have ever sown. Since my date of birth.
Since my date of birth.
Every good seed.
every good seed I have ever sown,
I have ever sown
since my date of birth,
since my date of birth,
let it yield its harvest,
let it yield its harvest
into my life,
into my life.
This year 2024,
according
to the law of harvest,
according
to the law of sowing and reaping, let every good seed,
let every good seed
I have ever sown,
I have ever sown
since the day of my birth,
since the day of my birth
in your house,
in people's lives,
in the church,
in your servants' lives. Say,
according to the law of sowing and reaping, every good thing I have ever done,
Since I was born,
2024,
produce the harvest.
Any good thing I have ever done,
in the house of God, in the life of the servant of God,
in the lives of the children of God,
in the lives of my family,
let it produce harvest right now. 2024, produce the harvest. Let it produce the harvest. Don't you just think automatically? That's why any seed you are sowing,
anything you are doing,
do it intentionally.
Do
you see a farmer just go to farm and then throw seeds like that?
Now, what will they
make sure that it is welcome? So that birds will not come and pick it.
Anything you are giving to somebody.
Even when you are going to give offering, do it intentionally.
Speak.
Command the harvest. See the harvest. And be happy. Don't just do things. Because the Bible says, give and it shall be given.
Just say, man,
yes. It's a universal law.
But
behind the universal law, there is a supernatural law. That is potent.
Ah, a more deeper. What do you?
And when you are doing this,
that's how you will swear.
You'll be fulfilled.
That's
why when you are doing this, you do them very well.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Because you know that
when him say
there will be harvest.
Oh,
Hebrews 11:6. God is the rewarder of those who are diligent because anyone must believe that he exists.
Diligently seeking.
2024 is the year of reward. For diligent seekers. For those who have stood. In spite of all challenges. They have provoked God.
That's why I say
give me 1 Corinthians 15:58. The media, you are doing very well. Since the 100 days, you have really done well. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain
in the Lord. When
you walk from Pig Farm Station to this place, you think you are just walking. God is crediting you. He's crediting you. You drove and came here past
churches.
God is crediting. There is nothing to be in the house of God that comes without a reward.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.